Welcome to Legislative Report with your state representative, Martin Causer of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron counties. Representative Causer, welcome to another report to your constituents. We'd like to begin this week by talking about a piece of legislation that you've authored that deals with conventional oil wells. Talk to us about this legislation, what prompted its creation, and where it is in the legislative process.
Well, it's been a very busy week in Harrisburg where we've been considering a number of pieces of legislation, and I'm very pleased that the House considered my legislation for the creation of the Conventional Oil and Gas Act to ensure reasonable, responsible oversight of the conventional oil and gas industry. House Bill 2154 is something that we've been working on for quite some time, and we've had some real struggles over the last few years, really ever since the passage of Act 13 of 2012, with the Department of Environmental Protection trying to impose regulations on the conventional oil and gas industry that really are patterned toward the unconventional deep gas drilling industry. So the legislation that I sponsored will create a separate act just for conventional operations and ensure that we have reasonable, responsible regulations for an industry that's really provided energy for us for the last 160 years and certainly is a cornerstone of the economy in the northern tier of Pennsylvania and really in many parts of western Pennsylvania. When you look at the jobs that are impacted by this industry, it's important for us to make sure that regulations are reasonable and responsible and that bureaucrats in Harrisburg aren't regulating the industry out of business. Back in 2016, we created the Pennsylvania Grade Crude Development Advisory Council, which is a council made up of industry members, the Department of Environmental Protection, legislators, and really all the stakeholders involved in the conventional industry or even having an interest to advise and assist DEP with regulatory changes impacting the conventional industry. And House Bill 2154 that we passed this week with bipartisan support is the product of the council that we created to give us advice. The council members offered many, many hours of advice to myself and Senator Hutchinson on the drafting of this bill, and I'm glad that the bill has now passed in the House with a vote of 111-84 and now moves on to the Senate for consideration.
The next thing we'd like to talk about, Representative, is a press conference that happened earlier this week in Harrisburg that you participated in that deals with the ambulance service in Pennsylvania, the emergency services issue that we have about making sure that we have enough people out there and making sure that these companies are running. Talk to us about this press conference, what we were trying to achieve, and what you said there.
Well, we held a press conference and rally in the main Capitol Rotunda this week, rallying support for Pennsylvania ambulance services and our EMS personnel. We were joined by EMS personnel from all across the Commonwealth, from Erie to Philadelphia to all the rural areas in between, and also joined by legislators from all over the area, advocating for legislation to really help our EMS providers. And one of the bills that we focused on is a bill that I sponsored, House Bill 699, which would increase the Medicaid reimbursement for ambulance companies. It would increase the reimbursement for both basic life support ambulance trips and advanced life support trips. And that particular bill was passed unanimously by the House back in February and is awaiting action in the Senate. In addition, we spoke about House Bill 1013 and Senate Bill 1003. Both of those bills require reimbursement for services provided by an ambulance service or EMS professional, even when no transport takes place. There's a lot of circumstances and situations where an ambulance responds to an emergency, and it might be a diabetic emergency or a person overdosing, where they provide treatment, but the person subsequently either refuses or just doesn't want to be transported to the hospital. And the ambulance company has provided care for which currently they are not able to be reimbursed. So I think it's important that we pass these bills so that we can make sure that that reimbursement takes place. And just hours after our rally, the Senate passed Senate Bill 1003. So we were seeing movement this week right after our press conference, and we're going to keep pushing to get these bills signed into law.
Representative Causer, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in next time for a Legislative Report with your state representative, Martin Causer.